Yes, yibazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibiyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Ate omubiri gwo?
What about your body?
Oli bulungi?
Is it well?
Oba toli bulungi, Mukama akusinkane.
If you are not well, may God meet you.
Okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu.
Through His Holy Spirit.
Ne bamalayika abatuweereza.
And the angels who serve us.
Bongere okulabika nga bakola obulungi obwereere.
They move on to do only good to you.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Obira ku muganda wo.
You wave unto your brethren.
Ngagadize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiveri kitaffe.
Which come from the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Okuyita mwoyo omusanvu ejja Katonda.
Through the seven spirits of God.
Nakubikulesweso nyobakuna bwetu.
As Revelations 1:4 tells us, in John chapter 16, verse 12, up to 15, when the Spirit gets from those of the Father, for what is of the Father is of Christ, and He moves on to give us, even this day,
He's
going to add on us treasure of knowledge, through the much light of knowledge of God's Word,
lightens
in darkness of the lies of Satan.
Tujja tufuna omusana ogwitiridde ogw'ekigambo.
Came the, to get the extreme light of the word.
Obugaggo obw'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Of the eternal life.
Kale bw'ayinza okutuwa ebyo webityo.
If we can give us such things.
Obugaggo obutukira ddala kulamu obutaggwaawo.
Treasures willing to the eternal life.
Omusana ogw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The light of the full knowledge of God.
Olowooza ayinza okulemerwa okutugabira mu bulamu buno.
You think He can fail provide us in this life.
Kye yakyogerako mu Peter ekyokubiri esookonyola okusatu.
That is spoke of it 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Obuyinza obwa Katonda.
That the holy power of God.
Bwamala ddala okutuwa bye twetaaga.
He gave us all we need in this life to serving Him, to move on to understand one who called us. Now those who would have needed in this life, He gave us long back. Whether cars, houses, aeroplanes and others, all we would have needed those on the world. What was not involved was the word, but it was brought
okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu
through the Holy Spirit
ngomuzingo gwekitabo.
As the scroll of the book
Bible,
of the Bible, that we know as the book of the Lord, that it was written about Him.
And
as we were there, Himself became the Spirit of truth, brought Him the Word Himself,
and
loved flesh appeared to us. Now we saw Him physical, and we retained Him in the writings to lighten in everything we need to know. Even today He wants to add on us light, which lightens for us on what concerneth order, the church of the living God. Praise Jesus
much.
I'm by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory to move on, reach unto you, the resetting or the restore
order.
Order in the church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we were giving you first part of this message, we told you that He based on the command that of God,
government of Uganda,
which passed through the Ugandan government,
okuyita muwechitiwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
through His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
bweyali agulawo amakunganiro,
when He was opening up the churches
lockdown,
right from the lockdowns,
nayogera nti abantu babere nsanvu bukabira basoka okukungana,
let only be 70 people to gather in there,
ekyo nintumanya nti kirimbyandi kwebitukuvu,
and that we knew it's in the Holy Scriptures,
okusinzira mu kirabo ekyokubala
according to Book of Numbers, Numbers 11,
Katonda bwe yasoka okulagira nabbi Musa,
where God first commanded prophet Moses,
alonde abantu nsanvu,
to choose out 70 men,
kale ne Katonda,
now God too,
anatuula omwoyo ali ku nabbi Musa,
get the spirit from prophet Moses,
nawakwabo
give of
all,
able to do the work of God in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And He said those men and those women, they will be taught the commands, the laws, the judgments, the statutes and the ordinances, even his ways, the ways of God, how he does his work, that they will prepare the whole church all over the world. Even though on two nation Uganda we all were not first revealed that, but we who have the ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church, spoken in Revelation 2:7, the one with the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. We moved on to hear that. And we moved to our second day in the next service. That second part. We are given the main reason why we need to restore order. Why we need to reset and restore order in the church of God. In the holy ones of God. All over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we looked in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, and the verse 40, and our God is not of confusion, but is of order.
This,
all his churches of the holy ones. And that is manifested by the Holy Spirit. According to that,
he
says Psalms 51 verse 12, that God restore the joy of salvation and sustain me with the spirit of liberty. It's a spirit of peace. The spirit of order in the church of God. We saw the most hard example which showed that church needed to be reordered. What concerning tongues spoken in the church. After they do not connect with those which God showed in the Holy Scriptures. Those we looked at in Acts chapter 2, verse 3 up to verse 7, where the Holy Spirit came down in tongues of fire. All Jews who had gathered and the apostles and they got filled of the Spirit. There are people who had come from all over the world in different nations, in different languages, and they had Jews speak in their native languages, yet they spoke the great things of God. Now the rightful tongues to be spoken in
Israel,
they are those of all nations all over the world. Those are what Spirit gives. To reaching those of angels. Spoken most 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 2. At least we must have first been given tongues of this world. But in all we knew,
that tongues,
it's a gift given one another, not given. And the one given the tongue should ask to interpret. For if they have not interpreted, let them keep silent. For even though they can pray through them, and they pray in spirit, they don't understand what can they get from God. All those we finished them.
Now,
in our last part we saw, that church, it needs order, or rhythm, or the principle of preaching the word of God. If we are to break down the sorcery in the world, to take away the many false religions in the world, which have caused many to get destroyed, even to destroy the false salvation, which preach gospel material gains of the world, even miracles, signs which follow the gospel, and they are made the gospel. Now we looked at, according to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13, the word of God has come to them. Command by command. Command by command. To say 2 to 4 commands and above. The command of God in the Holy Scriptures we have to hold. If it has not 2 commands, 4 and above, and we are not to follow it. And he spoke scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. To say 2-4 and above scriptures. Upon every issue taught about from the word of God. That then we will follow it. And then we believe it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We understood here a little, there a little. From the Old Testament and the New Testament. To be able to connect, to bring understanding. Then all the world, first both of the sorcerers who claim to have God, yet is not any God there. Next to follow are those of religion. They will know they have not God, the owner of the word, except only destructions.
Maybe
those of different form of false salvation, which not been able to bring the word as order of God is,
or two
children of God all over the world.
The
last ended and we had understood according to Isaiah 34:16-17
up to
17 that sent to seek the book of the living God, for upon them none will lack its men, because the spirit of, that the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the spirit of God gathered all that we need to know. Now all those we able to understand,
and
these scriptures moved on to make Lord mates for them, and God himself cast lots for them. What will go with the other? To bring the much light of the word of God. And the meaning, it ends where? It says he made allotments for them. This will go with the other and the other. And he put a measuring line that their meaning will end here. Now today what we want to most look at, they are the allotments of the scriptures, how they are meant to move. Even the measuring line. The measuring line of meaning of scriptures,
which
never begun beyond their meaning. Praise Jesus much. Now we remember when we were beginning last time, I told you today we focus most
on
allotments of scriptures,
how they
are meant to move with their meaning. Allotments of scriptures, even the measuring line of the meaning of the scriptures. Allotments of scriptures and the measuring line which measures the meaning of the scriptures. That's what we look at in the midst as we bring order of the word of God. When we remember of well the intention of bringing that measurement line, he moves on to tell us Isaiah 28:13, and he says like this. Isaiah 28:13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
Yes.
Ekigambo kya Mukama,
the word of the Lord,
kye kiriva kibeera gye bali.
That's why it will be to them as today. 2-4 and above commands. And
it's
none of those we're going to restore.
And
not have those 2-4 and above commands. Meant to be taught 2-4 and above scriptures. From the New Testament and the Old. That we capture every wolf. First are those of the sorcerers. Those who claim that them to have gods, yet
there
are no gods, but the fallen angels who have appeared as demons of clans. And we next go to those of religion. Those should, but perhaps they are in the living God. But they do not know order of the word of God.
We
can bring the full light of knowledge. And the word of God there, it got silenced there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then,
and then we look to correction of salvation. That God has come raising in different seasons. And this day most have already perverted. After not having order of the word of God. In the church of the living God. The holy ones of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
so,
much. And then we capture those ones. And they will be captured and snared. It evolves even to break them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The intention of that, he says to bring his word in a way like that.
He
has brought it as an overwhelming scourge. It passed through to expose hypocrisy. And the lies where the world had been hidden through the sorcerers, in the false religions, the false beliefs, even the false salvation. Let's move on. We hear Isaiah chapter 28 verse
14. Onyole 15. Kikubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa, naye tutabaganye n'amagombe. Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bwe kiriyitamu, tekiritutuukako. Kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe. Era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa.
Yes.
Mu Isaiah nesula y'abirumuna onyole 14.
Isaiah 28 verse 14 he says.
Igwe gamaziba sanzi.
That it is the war unto them. That those scornful men will hear the word of the Lord. Because they said they made a covenant with death and hell. And they say when this overwhelming scourge, when it will pass through, it shall not expose them. Because they have hidden under lies and hypocrisy. You hear that word? You know the world has spent many years moving. And those upon it live on it, and some get destroyed like that. But behind it there is an evil Satan with hypocrisy and much lies, fruit sorcery, in creating religions which have no full light of the word of God, and they do not have order of the word by which it should move, to creating different form of beliefs. And the ability of checking them is so minimal, whether they are right or not, after lacking order of the word of God. And there appeared the false salvation, that hidden in name of salvation. Yet there is no way they can check them, because they hide under hypocrisy and lies.
Yet,
you cannot know he is lying, for at times he holds the book, the Bible, in the form of clothing, a sheep's skin, hiding in the name of Jesus. He has to hold the Bible, pick up a few verses in it. Now you do not know the order or the rhythm. The word of God, how it should meant to be preached.
Then
it gets to be very hard for you to check him up. Because they have said that. Themselves know they have hidden under lies. You repeat the verse
15.
Isaiah chapter 28 verses
15.
Yes. They have made lies their refugee. They have hid it under hypocrisy and falsehoods. Let me tell you, so sorcerers know it. They know out there is no God. They know how they are on demons. And the demons, they reach the time realize these are not demons of the God, dead.
And
they realize those are fallen angels. Even those of religions, they reached far deeper. They realized that there is neither the living God not his word there. Those leaders into those systems, that's why there are some religions, and if you've started to minister through them, they find you, tell you, God first order your clan demons, because they discovered it's the same system which took them over. And they say, how can we dare come out tell people that this thing all along it's a dead thing? We have to hide under falsehoods. If we make lies, our refuge will hide in those lies. And we use hypocrisy acting what we are not. And we claim to be holy. We clothe white garments. We attach on ourselves elevated ones.
Most right,
right, reverent, and the others. And we hide in the hypocrisy that we con. And religions move like that. And we come in different beliefs.
Which
have not the rhythm of the word of God. Where they can check whether they are right or not.
Then
to reach inside, they discover about this thing. Now there are those in salvation, and
he
just retained a name as a pastor, but he knows what he's doing. He knows how he uses his demons to rob the people. People remain tell them call Jesus. But he knows.
Now, this
coach you hear now of resetting church in order,
it
brings a problem and a trouble to them. For they knew that the refugee of lies is enough for them, because the world is full of much lies. And they decided to put in place hypocrisy to act what they are not. To act as servants of God. Yet they do not know even his words. They have never sat in the council of his words. And they mark them, they have never followed them. He did not send them. And they ran quick. He didn't speak with them. And they prophesied on his behalf.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But
that's why he has told them. The overwhelming scourge has come. To expose every lies. And he says in the verse
17,
Isaiah chapter
28,
verse 17,
yes,
and I will make justice to be a measuring line. A measuring line. In righteousness. The plumb line. That takes us back.
In
Isaiah 34. That after
he
made the Lord meets for scriptures, justice came. After I measured the line for them, where the meaning ends, after you, he who goes beyond them is finished. You must repeat that verse. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 17. Yes. I will make justice. A measuring line. In righteousness. A plumb line. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 17.
Namazi, Galianjala Kuchfecho Kwekamu.
Yes.
Namazu Kuchireta Bwati.
After he has brought it like this,
Uwinkanya.
Justice. of the scriptures, and they have gone as the allotments are to become a measuring line measuring very well, even righteousness, a plumb line measuring the meaning, to say he put a line this meaning ends here, you should not go beyond it. When we go back in Isaiah 34 16, we enter to 17. He speaks as he says like this. Isaiah chapter 34 verse
16.
Yes. Speak in the book of the Lord and read. None of them will lack its mates. It meets its other colleague. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. And they meet each other. When the mouth of God commanded the prophet, he spoke through even another. And the Spirit gathered them. And he made allotments for them. This one goes with this one to bringing justice of the scriptures. Book in Isaiah 28 verse 17 justice comes as a measuring line. Yes. And in their lots, this goes with this.
Now,
you who twisted took it elsewhere. He said even righteousness, it will be a plumb line. That's why he said he has put a measuring line. And made a measuring line. This does not go beyond this meaning. Have you seen? Scriptures have allotments of those they go with. And Ecclesiastes said, though a scripture is far, and you get it from there, you can join it on
its,
whether it's in the New Testament, one is in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes 7, 25 speaks this on this issue. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 25. Let's come from verse
24.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
24. Nachuka, omutima gwange ne nkwakasa okumanyanga. N'okunoonyanga amagezi n'ensonga z'ebigambo n'okumanyanga ng'obubibusirusiru era ng'obusirusiru ddalu.
Yes.
Gamba nti naye ekintu kino buli ky'osomako mu Bayibuli.
Do you think everything you read in the Bible?
Kiba kigenda wala.
It goes far.
Era kye yakola.
And what he did. He decided to prepare his heart that he can seek the reason with wisdom and the reason of words. That how did he do it? Verse 27, he explains you, it moves like this. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 27.
Laba, kino kye nalaba bwayogera omubuulizi.
Yes. The chief preacher who leads us, the Holy Spirit.
He
said, if I wanted to discover a reason of the words of God, what I had to do, I had to join a word onto another word. I had to join a command on the command, a command on the command. I had to join scripture to a scripture, and the scripture to a scripture, to bring out a reason of words.
It's
not in us who come to preach in human words. Not. It's in those the reasons of God how he has ordered them. He's told you,
Isaiah 28:17,
that justice will be the measuring line
The
scriptures, after you have chosen them lot by lot, those they go with, they come when they are of justice and they are not crooked.
See,
and they say righteousness, it will be a plumb line. And he said even his hand made a lamp measurement line for them, where the meaning passes. And he said, but when we study the things, the Holy Scriptures, according to Ecclesiastes
7:24,
is that you read the initial one goes far.
Except
you've added on its other colleague and goes deep in other meanings. For in verse
27,
Ecclesiastes 7,
he
said, when I wanted to search meaning of the words, this is what I did. I joined a verse to another.
And
I got the meaning of words.
But
it's not in this that when you get a verse, attach on your own words which you want, those you think, for you do not have a mindset of God, except when you have His scriptures in you. Yes. You cannot be going to preach them in your mindset. When you preach them in your mind and wisdom, maybe you've gone to entice and persuade people, but those people, they are not in the faith of God. They are in that faith of being persuaded. And on the other day, when they have come for their spirits, they do not and they will never enter heaven.
But
the mindset of how they thought is not that of God. Even others have thought you have concerning heaven is of human beings. For when
you
read the word heaven, it brought out his mind how it can be.
Yet
go to his mindset of the scriptures.
So
now there the preacher, the Holy Spirit, is where he best said in the First Corinthians, the chapter 2, he said, when I came to you, I did not come in words of wisdom which entice you.
Mm-mm.
Not. But what I did, I brought you in the way like that, your faith would have been the wisdom of men. You first read there, we hear. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses
4. Wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi. Olw'okutaano, okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu. Wabula mumanyi ga Katonda.
Have you heard?
Me too,
when I came to you to preach, I didn't come to preach in human wisdom with enticing words.
But
demonstration of the Spirit and power. Lest your faith
would
be in the wisdom of men.
Know
that someone explained you something the way he wants it. Give you an example. Someone tells you, God in the heaven there, He has a palace. It's so big. If you're going in that palace, you first move a number of kilometers walking, and you meet old elder people, and
you
move other more many kilometers. Now in the heavens there, that is the palace. We find there beautiful buildings, but out there they are uncompleted structures.
Now,
if you are serving God on this world and they are building them for you,
you'll
be in the mindsets of people. For Bible showed you what hits in there.
And
it shows that there is even the city of God there, where the holy ones live. You see what I'm trying to say? That for not having order of the word of God,
order mu kanisa ya Katonda.
Order in the church of God.
Musobola okubanga mukkiriza.
You can be believing.
Ninga okukkiriza kulina siku okwa Katonda.
The faith you have, it's not that of God.
Ebintu biwakkiriza biri mu magezi gaba.
And the things you believed are in human wisdom.
Now,
what is that? Will you go to heaven or not? What I know on many things under the sun. When we begin from those who raised us our fathers and mothers. All they told us about God were in their own wisdom. For they told us one day that God is a big-eyed God. One big eye. And they accused him that he is Illuminati. Not those Illuminati. They use the sign of the big eye, one like that. As we hear God created us in his image, and we have two eyes. It means what they explained was in their wisdom. It's lies. And they spoke of God, but not in truth. And not in righteousness.
That's
case I choose us in Isaiah 48. Verses 1 to
3.
That they speak of me, but not in truth. And not in righteousness. When we enter those religions, my goodness.
Nibatugamba,
and they tell us
Katonda Trinity.
God is in Trinity.
Aliyo mwali n'emitwenge
esatu. One like is one with big three heads. One, three heads with himself. Trinity.
As
we read him in his book.
Ngaliyo motwali nagumu.
And he is there with his one head. But out of him came his word, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit.
Now,
those with that, I don't know whether in their heads they expect to meet God with three heads.
Now,
religions come out agile against it, but not bringing a clear image.
For
not having order of the word of God. Now many things which we were told us they rested in the faith of men. They were saying that God is like that. Trinity, one with three heads. That is madness. Now you have already called God a monster.
You reflect
in his image, you are a monster. You too, you are like that. But he says that the reason of the word of God, in its order, you have to join spiritual things with the spiritual truth.
If
you bring in things of the flesh, you are lying. Let's read for us that verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13.
N'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu.
Yes. When you reach to speak of God and his word and his Holy Spirit, when you begin to speak, human wisdom is put aside. And do not bring here your mindset and thoughts. That me, I think, here God was saying and meaning this. Were you there when he too was thinking? Told you
that
many things under the sun,
to
reaching almost all, and the God messed up for lacking order of the word of God. As he has told you of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13,
that
even speaking when we're speaking of God, even his word and his spirit and all his creations in the heavens and earth, even above the heavens, even to the beginning, not acceptable to speak of them in human wisdom.
You're
not allowed to bring your thoughts and mindsets. that your thoughts in faith, you believe. Like I hear on some televisions and radios, they have programs like that.
Endoza
yokukukiriza. What is your thoughts and mindset on the faith?
Uyinza kulowooza kigwe owajjo.
Can you dare think you of yesterday?
Abantu boyagala okulowooza tuli ba mirembe na mirembe.
People you want to think for, we are of generations, men of
God.
Just come in the flesh.
A few days.
Even what you understand, they are those of the flesh.
And
what you understand in the flesh, not in rightfulness. Because your grandfather has deceived you, God is big-eyed. Even your grandfather, Satan, deceived him. Nothing you give us as your mindset and thoughts. And I see many people say they are servants of God. And they speak out their thoughts on the things of God. He told you already long back, do not speak what you want. Do not speak beyond the scriptures. For he gave to limit us. Not to bring our thoughts onto his words. Let's finish verse 13. We enter
14.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13.
Yes, he says.
Speaking when we speak of the issues of God through his word, we do not speak what human wisdom teaches. But the Spirit himself, the chief preacher, what he teaches, joining spiritual things with the spiritual, but which are both spiritual things? Before I go far, for the spiritual things are the scriptures.
There is no way
to join the spiritual, you're going to join which are those. He says, as I join spiritual things with the spiritual, which is the spiritual you're going to join on. You know that those who have this saying, they say, let things of the world teach us those of heaven. And you say, are you mad? The scriptures captured you already. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 10. It says, the Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Heaven is what exemplifies the world, not the world to give example to heaven.
Things of the world
teach us things of heaven is like what? You want to say angels and God copy on cities of this world and they build in heaven? Foolishness is like this. Your child has built that small structure they play with, and you to copy them, build your house like that. That's where you're going to live. It's you birth the child. They have not learned things of mature people, what they do. They build these, their small structures where they put grasshoppers in them. And you copy them.
You
built it, it's where you're going to live, you're going to come from the bigger one you first built. They say, Father fell mad. Now things of this world teach us of those of heaven.
Then
God has lowered standards too much.
That's
what I try to tell you. If you want to connect the spiritual with the spiritual, there is nothing else except the scriptures. When he explains the spiritual, he says in John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirit. Them alone are the spiritual. You first read me that verse. John chapter 6 verse 63.
omubiri teguliko kyegugasa ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Yes.
Kakati
now
bwakugambye ndinkwasaga ebyomuntu ebyomu.
When he told you I connect the spiritual with the spiritual,
aba badde akutegeeza,
he was telling you
nti ebigambo bye byawandikibwa,
that the words of the scriptures,
ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo,
they are the spiritual that he connects with the spiritual.
Aba akusingize ndi nono olunyiriri n'olunyiriri.
He has sent you that choose out a scripture with another scripture.
Kati yo Bible yakolebwa.
Now Bible was made.
Ngabwe manyikiddwa munsimanyi bajiita Bible.
As it's known as they call it the Bible.
Naye tukiite kitabo kya Mukama.
But we call it the Holy Book of God.
Yunga ina dictionary yayo.
It was made when it has its own dictionary.
Sitosana kugenda kugugulinga kubigambo bya Katonda.
You even go Google on the words of God, searching them.
Uyinzo buza dikundi dictionary kigambo kya Katonda.
You can ask the dictionary of the word of God. And it tells you that was used in the Jews. They do not know it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Now what we do, we connect the spiritual things with the spiritual. And the spiritual with the spiritual. They are the scriptures. They have lots, this goes with the other.
When
this looks for its other colleague, it brings out the real meaning. And the justice of the scriptures.
It's
the allotment scriptures move by. Their righteousness.
The
plumb line of righteousness of the scriptures. It's not to God that meaning. The meaning God thought by. When he spoke of that word. What you have to know. That when God was beginning to speak. He spoke that thing and he had thought of its meaning. You have to seek for the real meaning he thought of it. And you get the mindset of God in you.
When
you speak it to the many. But you see the beatings which are going to happen many in heaven. Speaking on God's behalf but speaking words not in his meaning. But when he goes back, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, speaks of those issues saying like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
Naye omuntu owomwoyo akebera byonna.
Owomwoyo yekka.
Only the spiritual man.
Kati owomwoyo.
Not the spiritual.
Ayinza kubatya.
How can he appear to be?
Ngaline byandikwa
moyo. Except when he has the scriptures within him. He alone can appear
so spirit.
He's not this one who shivers like us. I feel I'm spirit. Not like
that.
And is babbling in tongues.
Mm-mm.
Not that one. That one is
not the
spirit. For the scriptures are the spirit. Now the spiritual man is the one with the scriptures in himself. Now both he has in him, they judge, check others out.
Scriptures
you have, there is another you join on them. And it looks alike that you have, it explains the stem. That's one who can begin to judge all things. If you are not like that, you can never judge. How can you know this goes with this one? When you reach level being spiritual, you can have the mindset of God. And you can speak out the mindset of God. But the mindset of God are the scriptures. You first finish that verse.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
Naye omuntu owomwoyo akebera byonna. Naye ye yennyini takeberwa muntu yenna. 16. Kubanga ani yali ategedde okulowooza kwa Mukama waffe alyoka amuyigirize. Naye ffe tulina okulowooza kwa Kristo.
Have you heard?
Ani yali ategedde ndowooza ya Mukama waffe Yesu
amuyigirize. That he teaches him. And he tells him,
yes,
Jesus, you are not going to come back.
That
is being so dafted as you know it. Things you never began. Now look to you who speaks such. Just come, you've not even spent 2,000 years on this world. But you've got your foolishness equated with the wisdom of God. Say, apostle abuses. Not abusing, you cut nearer that foolishness to the wisdom of God. That there is no end. If you sit there, your grandfather, the end of this world is not there then.
If
them two had a point, they ended and clothed them
body.
No, everything God created has its end. Even the world will end. You defer in years that you can spend on this world. You argue heaven is not there. You think like this. That if you were in heaven and they told you there is a planet Earth, what would you have spoken? Told you that there is a planet and you say it's not there. Now you are on it. You know it will dawn one day and heaven is there before you. But what surprised most? You will know it late and you will not live there. You have to believe it today.
But
now, when we have the mind of God,
it's
where we can speak on His behalf. We become His servants unto others. That's the way of the Lord, of bringing His mind on the world.
There
is no any other way, and there is no any other way to take. Praise Jesus much. Now we're going to bring the mindset of God on this world. That's the way. Joining a scripture upon a scripture to bring the meaning of words. Nothing you're going to correct on God. I go hear some people. Doctor, professor in the Bible. That he can get a Bible, operate and correct it.
His Eminence.
And they reach to call him His Eminence. Me, I think.
The real enemy of God.
O mulabe ye nini o wakatonda instead of Eminence. Enemy.
Kubanga
if you want to play the word of God. The mind of God that would teach him how he was to speak. Really, scripture, and he said that he was meaning like this.
He
not brought another scripture to explain what he was meaning.
I've
so far spoken here. Have you heard me bring out any of my mind? Every word when it broadens, it brings another word to bring, give it enough light. And people get the rightful mind of God. And they believe God in His own mind.
Outreaching
God. And you don't speak things of topic to Him. You go, God has called you, remember, He has to wipe away your tears. You tell Him, Lord,
you think,
I see I've arrived on your way. You big eyed. They told me you have one eye. Can you even there reach there with that mind?
And
Lord, since I've come here, they told me you have big three heads, you are a Trinity. Let me see. As you look, he has one head. Will you not run from him? Now prove like this. That you first get the mindset of God. They are the Holy Scriptures. They are in their order. If the Lord God chose that this will go with this. Even the measuring line of the meaning not to go beyond it. Only when you will be able to give the real mindset of God. Even when you come
up,
speak of God, God will fulfill it for it's His mind.
The
why we quote scriptures, they come to pass quick when we pray.
But
we quote His real mindset and we pray as He thinks. Very serious.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Have you ever gotten the mind of God? But he said we have the mindset of God. The mindset of Christ. Christ told us in John chapter 15 verses 7 that the way we came to abide in him and his words abide in us and we got his mindset in us. You first read for us, we hear. John chapter 15 verses 7.
Bwe mubeera munze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Yes.
But
if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we reach a point we pray. Everything we ask is given us. Why?
Because we really pray in the sorts of God.
To sabira dala mu birowoozo bya Mukama.
Kyalowooza kyennyini tukolera.
What it thinks to do for us.
That's
why you see church has been
hardened.
As you pray, fellow, you can never
hear.
And we wonder what happened to God.
At times,
quote scriptures and they are not in their meaning. And you remain there.
So,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, in all
brethren, if we follow John 15 verse 7, the only way we can have the mindset of God and to take in the children of God all over the world,
the
way of the scriptures which are within their lots, that this goes with the other. And they are within their measuring line, bringing the real meaning. You know, when you read in Isaiah 58, verses 13,
he
refused you to speak what you want. Why? He didn't want to accuse you a case after. For there is a case to accuse you according to your words. Those who spoke as you thought you preached people the mind of God. You first finish the Isaiah we see.
Isaiah chapter 58
verse
13.
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 13.
Bonochi sange chigerecho okuva ku sabiti. Obuta kulanga byo yagala gwe kulunaku lwangu lutukuvu. Sabiti nojiite sanyu. Runaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa nga tokwata makubo go ggwe so nga tononya byoyagala ggwe era nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe.
Yes.
Kati akitunuulidde ako nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe.
That you've looked and you do not speak your own words.
Kati kankubuze ggwe muweereza wa
Katonda. Let me ask you, servant of God.
Ulwandi tuse
ugenze kuwogera. When you'd have reached out going to speak. You're going to preach. You've become a spokesman of God.
Whoever
goes to speak of God is a spokesman of God if he speaks his words. When you reach out there, you've quoted one verse. You spend 2 hours speaking what you want upon it. That's why he best say, do not speak what you want. There you will be in the way of the Lord. There you move in together. Many have not moved with God as they expected. Today we've been in a fight. Try to see that you get back to the ways of God. Most of us, we used to speak what we feel we want. Yet we speak them in the image of God. Of course, since we came to Jesus, we cut off to be of any other person to possess us. Yet we became of Christ. Means from then we would not have done what we want. We couldn't speak, what we want. But because we've remained in the flesh, we have that fight. That I thought the things I'm going to speak are they the mind of God?
I'm going to
quarrel, like this quarreling, is it in the scriptures? Most we decide things as us. And the few of us have moved in the ways of God. I've spent reaching to 16 years now. I've never been raised by any other person in the kingdom of God that it was this person. I have been in the hands of God all that long. All those you know of me, you hear me speak. I
said
to humble under him, he teach me his ways.
And
all the goodness you're going to be sharing and that you've so far shared,
he
got it from learning his ways. His way of doing it. Even when I'm speaking,
I think
so much of that I'm to speak in the script. It may be you as a person, it's with you. That 16 years so far in my life, I've never been raised by a person concerning the spiritual life. All things concerning the kingdom of God. I have been in his hands. And I'm within his hands. And I will be in them till I will leave this world.
But
what most humbled me is to learn his ways. The way he does things. The way of doing things his ways.
And
I learned many of those.
Even
when I'm speaking, I try to check and see. And I speak within the way he speaks. And I speak within his mindset. Whether it makes sense to it or not, that is his way. For I first think of a scripture not
supporting
one to support me in what I'm speaking about. I decided never to speak again of my mind, for it has no meaning. You know what I was thinking? And not. I don't know. Me, when I was in teenage age, before teenage, 12, I'm entering teenage.
Uh-huh.
Yes, approaching teenage age. There are boys who beat us in the village. They were beating us for our football that we bought, and they beat us for it. I said I have to pay back to beat them no matter how long it
took.
And on 12 years I began training. And when I see a film, what I've seen, I begin to do it myself. I first
draft
in the book, I go in the field and do it. To 14 years, I began to pay back those who beat us back. Remember, they beat us when they are mature, older than us. After I beat, finished all of them, I said, now me, I have to be the one who protects those who are weak. That they would not be anytime I had this person beat this one because of their own, I wait him in a certain place with my weapons. That was my mind.
When
I moved by. When I finished that, I said, now this level, it will not give me eatings and drinkings well. I want to be a president's man. The right hand man of the president. I did all that training, finished it. I knew, but no. I will not, may not be given jobs which are exceeding. I'm going to work, be an assassin. The professional killer. And I learned how to kill.
At
every spot where to kill quick a person on the body. Most people think I'm speaking a story. Now their God is where he met me. That was my mind. You think, was it profiting me even? It was, it would have been perhaps I wouldn't have even fulfilled it. Though I would have fulfilled it, I would see many problems in it. But it changed. Of course, it gets
ways,
and I've seen peace as you two have gotten it.
So
now we do not have any clear mind.
But
we were on the village just moving on it. Freedom to commit every good thing and bad thing. Right from 12 years, I didn't grow in the hands of my mother. The mother had left us and
went.
We remained with the father who does not give any command at home. No one commands what you should do and what you shouldn't do. He woke up one day, he told us two words. That there are two hells. The hell of God of heavens and the hell of this world. Those are the sufferings. He left us then.
We
moved out of the house the time you want, you come back the time you want. We watched films. Talk yourself, you say, I will not watch that one now. I went to register myself in school. And I knew whether I've passed or not. That was me. I grew up in liberty to commit sins or good things. But surprise, I didn't use that
slippery.
For it was bad. God was up to something.
I
tried to show you I had ways I can decide as a person, but they're all wrong. I knew whether passed to be promoted to another class. Me, they never visited me at school, my parents. Me, I visit myself. When I commit a case, I am the parent, I report as my own parent. But what I thank God, He was teaching me to stand independent, and I believe Him as a person, and He showed me the right way.
For
He didn't meet any person to hinder me, decide to follow Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, aboruganda chembagam tugambi.
Brethren, when I tell you in that word,
we need
more to learn the ways of God. Most when we reach the way of speaking the word of God. For all scriptures, He measured the line for them.
Made
allotments for them, this goes with the other. Now we are like this. Me, I speak with you. Spent many years before me. What you know of, there are a few. Those in the scriptures. Me, what I know, there are
very many.
But you still argue with me with your few things you know. But still I leave you in your arguments. You want to argue.
That's
God to let us argue before Him. With mindsets with darkness within them. That you are wasting your time.
You
decided to come argue with Him till He's
twisted
you, until you fix and fit in His mindset. Maybe you're not going to serve Him. You're going to be like these other worlds we've spoken of. Who never sat in the council of His words.
But
if you will serve the living God, you will not serve Him in your ways.
It's
impossible, never there. thoughts are far from yours. You're going to serve him with thoughts. What you think for him, what he can do for this world in the situation it's in. That we go correct him. But brethren, all the other way you heard of that people serve God, you'll get out of it. Come back, teach us ways within his words. All that you thought of to serve God by, its ways were not in the rightful ways. Still you would have ended up like others. Who began seeking for God, but they didn't mind of his ways. And they deferred God is this side, they're on the opposite side.
And
this would have been opposite and near very far.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we still need the mindset of God. As told you in Isaiah 58, verse 13, you should not speak what you want. Now I speak what? What should I speak now, Lord? In my head, I have those I have to speak as me. But in the Corinthians, they say, do not speak beyond the scriptures. Read for me, we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
Na yebio, aboluganda, mbigerede kunze ne Apollo, ne kuruwa mwe. Mbigerede kunze ne Apollo, kuruwa mwe. Mulioke muigire kufi.
Yes. Learn from us because. But let me ask you.
If
indeed I was going beyond scriptures, what would you have been up to now? How would you have appeared? And what would you be thinking by now? For you refuse to put faith in the one God has put before you, yet you sat before him. All the long is where he's passed the word to grow you. Now the question is, if you're going to copy beyond, not beyond scriptures, you're going to copy who? Not to go beyond scriptures. Give me one person you're going to copy in that life. Maybe if you copy from the Bible. But in those in the world. There are some people. You know me, I knew what God made me. I don't need to display it before you.
I will be that.
In the and I am that.
I will speak that.
Ja kuogere echo.
Paka lwe muri kakasa.
Tease, you will prove. Ntichari.
Sija kukanya, sija
kusikati na jira azimu. I will not kukakasa. Pull you forceful, but one day you will prove.
So that
I will speak it.
I have
nothing else to speak.
You
still doubting, pretending around. I speak till your pretense will cease to be with you. And I will speak always the mindset of God. I say scriptures. As you
put,
bless your mind, we see how they can be equated. You think chaff can be equated to wheat? The word of God is not a consuming fire. At the end of the day, it will consume you up.
Speak
till it's lit in a fire within you.
At
times you draw close with the wrong thoughts.
It
capture you, squeeze you. About pray that prayer for time has been long. That God almost draw close to your word and they despise. Let it fulfill them upon them. 1 Corinthians 11. And they draw close when they are not yet
claimed.
Others get sick. That they know that when you speak.
So,
now, brethren, let's humble. There is no any other way.
But
if you say it's there, go try it. That you're going to pass through to serve God.
And
it's not of the order of the word, but you have your own other way. I'm not going to refuse it, for your forefathers tried and they failed. I've told you chaff cannot be equated to wheat. The word of God will never equate it with your mindset. It's impossible. Your thoughts. That he warned it on you in Jeremiah 23. And he says like this. Jeremiah 23 verse
28.
Now, if you dream your dreams, you be with them by yourself. Don't bring your dreams to us. But in that dream, if you see that the word of God, you come tell it to us. Because let's read the next verse. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28.
Ekigambo kyange tekifaanana muliro, bw'ayogera Mukama. Era tekifaanana nnyondo ya Sayasa olwazi.
Yes.
Nabbi arabye ebirooto.
A prophet will see dreams.
Ayogera ebirooto bye.
Let him speak his dreams.
N'oyo arabye ekigambo.
The man will see the word.
Ayogera ekigambo.
Let him speak the word.
Waliwo amadini mangi mu nsi ni gonna gayimiridde ku birooto.
There are many religions in the world, but they are standing on dreams.
Waliwo enzikiriza eziriwo mu nsi.
Their beliefs within the world.
Zisinzidde ku naloota
nalaba. They are based on I dreamt, I saw.
Waliwo obulokozi obw'enjawulo obw'obulimba.
Different false salvations. On I dreamt I saw the Lord and told me. But when you take him to the word, they do not connect even a little. That's why he has asked you. How dare you bring chaff of your dreams, chaff of your words, and you
mirror
it to the word of God.
When
he says, this is not a hammer,
yes, yes,
that
break
every rocky heart.
It's
not a consuming fire. Now the time has come.
The
word we preach it the way it's meant to be. 2 to 4 and above commands. 2 to 4 and above scriptures. From the Old and New Testament. That it will be a fire. Those
going
to go close to it with wise king. And you remain in your ways and the way of doing things. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11.
So
if you draw close when you're not clean, you will get sick and you get weak. Mostly you the servant whom have been told these words. Someone say we've committed the case now to come among the
servants.
If we do not settle, how will we order any person? You still want to speak what you want. Spoken them years, God has given you time.
Spoken
what you wanted in 20 years. You've been speaking what you want. You've not gotten satisfied. You ask him more years, puts you aside, you speak what you want. If they fit in those, imagine you be on this world.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. What does he say in the Corinthians? First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27.
Chana vanga zo musango gomu bili no musayi gwa mukama wafe. kuchikompe cha mukama wafe ngatasani de olabiri mu munana na yo muntu yekeberenga yeka aliyokalienga kumugati bwatyo era anywenga ne kuchikompe olinyo olabiri mu mwenda kubanga alia era anywa alia era anywa musango gweye bwatayawula mubiri.
You must discern the body. The body of the Lord is the word.
In
that blood we brought to it the Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit. The blood, water, and the Spirit, they agree in one. It is the Holy Spirit. The other is the food, that body, the bread.
We speak
of the bread of the word of God. He said you get guilty. Then what follows down are these. 1 Corinthians 11:30.
Mumwe chemuvudde muberamu abanji abebaka n'abalwadde era banjika abebaka.
Yes.
Mumberamu abanafu.
Among you appear those weak. You repeat. Read it again. 1 Corinthians 11:30.
Mumwe chemuvudde muberamu abanji abanafu n'abalwadde era banjika abebaka.
Yes.
Sikwebakatulo.
Not sleep physical. I speak of checking from that body dying. Some of you, that weakness, you are there.
You seem
sick, you're not sick.
Hospital,
don't have any sickness. Cast the demon from you, there is nothing like a demon.
Wow.
But you're all being consumed up. Others have sicknesses which cannot be understood. After the word has come back in its way, in its order,
that's
how it does to those who despise it. For it's a consuming fire. Even some die, and they unclothe the
bodies,
and they end up in hell. Yet they have been gathering fellowship, but in despising, from realizing the word of God. Now, brethren, we need the new generation to restore the glory of the word of God in the church of God, in the midst of resetting church in order. I've showed you if scriptures move in their loads. On the other day, we shall want to come back, show you its measuring line and what cometh from that line. For now, we have been showing you the justice, that measuring line. The Lord of the scriptures. Those are what we've most looked to, that what comes out if those lots, they are joined up well. We've seen in there many good things.
Side effects
of the enemies of the word of God. And never understanding lots of the scriptures. Many are within hell. But the measuring line says, do not add on them. Do not subtract on them. Do not twist them. The other has been telling
you,
put them in the allotments. Now this comes,
when
you've talked the lots, do not subtract from them. The other, don't twist their meaning. Don't pull them, go beyond their meaning.
The
men read mostly Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley. Under they explain those are businesses. As you finish the scripture, it says, those bones in the valley, they are the children of Israel. Read Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, yet we are within this valley of the planet Earth. Yet we had died in Adam, and we need to get born again.
When
we come back to hear of the plumb line, which means the meaning of the scriptures, it's the plumb line of righteousness.
It
measures meaning of the scriptures. I'll give you examples like those. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.